The epistle appointed for this, the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans. Brethren, I speak in a human way because of the weakness of your flesh. For as you yield your members as slaves to uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members as slaves of justice unto sanctification. For when you were the slaves of sin, you were free as regards justice. But what fruit had you then from those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. But now set free from sin and become slaves to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and as your end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven shall enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. In name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven shall enter the kingdom of heaven. In this morning's epistle, St. Paul is reminding or admonishing his Roman hearers of their past life, how they were conducting themselves, basically giving in to every base nature they can come up with. St. Paul just simplifies it, iniquity unto iniquity. But now hearing the word of God, they listened and were converted. And now he's telling them, now you work for your sanctification, which means they have to change. They got to stop living a life of sin and start living a life of grace. Not an easy task. Lots of times our old habits, well, they are habits, and they're very difficult sometimes to break. But we have to keep after it. We can't stop. We can't get discouraged. Can't get disappointed. Can't let our setbacks get us down. We have to keep moving forward. Keep trying to improve ourselves. After all, we don't want to be the bad tree and produce bad fruit. We want to be a good tree producing good fruit, which means we're trying to put away with vice and try to practice virtue, to become more and more pleasing to the good Lord. Our Lord says, you know, about entering the kingdom of heaven. We can't do it on our own will. We can't do it by pleasing our own selves. We have to do it His way. We have to change ourselves. The will of God is the will that you have, is the things that you have to do each day. And we try to perfect these things every day. Be a little bit better than we were yesterday. That's hard work. We're constantly on the watch, constantly trying to perfect ourselves, trying to avoid sin, trying to gain merit by doing good works, persevering in our prayers, and such like. Remember, the good Lord is only reading one thing. He's reading your hearts. And what is he reading therein? Are you doing everything you can possible for the love of me? Or are you doing everything for the love of self? One will lead to heaven, the other one will lead, well, to damnation. Think of these people that had to suffer, trying to live up to the standards that St. Paul put them in. They wanted to change their lives. They wanted to start doing good works. They wanted to persevere in grace. They heard the word of God and they kept it. That's what we have to do also. We have to try to keep God in our lives, our focal point. My only duty here is to please Him. That's it. And I only have a certain amount of time to do this. In the meantime, I've got to get all the weeds out of the garden while I'm doing this. I've got to get rid of all my past habits and things like that. And it takes time. We've got to be patient, but we have to do it. We have no choice. Every day, the good Lord is giving us another opportunity to know, love, and serve Him, and to improve ourselves. And we have to take advantage of that every day. Not take it for granted. Oh, I'll put it off. Maybe tomorrow, next week, I'll do this. It's just, you know, I'll do it some other time. But right now, I want to do what I want to do. Not a good idea. Remember how fast things can change in an instant. As I said the other day, or I think it was last week or whatever, that one of our parishioners who was well, happy, laughing, perfectly normal, in 48 hours she had a heart attack. And if it wasn't for her mother to giving her CPR, she would have died. So events happen quickly. And that's why our Lord wants us to always to watch and to pray. Watch out ourselves. Watch that we don't commit sins. And to pray is if everything depends on God. Most important. We want to know, love, and serve God, but we also have to be grateful and show our gratitude for the graces that He has given us. The grace of conversion. The grace to help us to break our bad habits. The grace always to turn to Him in times of need. But we have to be grateful for all these things that our Lord has given us. He has done His work. He has proven His love for us. After all, He died for us, did He not? But lots of times we petition our Lord and this and that, but do we always remember to show gratitude? Do we thank Him each day for even the little things that we take for granted? Do we thank Him for it? We got to remember, too, that all the gifts we get are all His anyway. Everything is His. We just happen to have the use of it. But the gifts are all His. And we got to remember to show this gratitude. Because on the back side of the bulletin, we read this little phrase from St. Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque. Behold this heart which has so loved men that it has spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, in order to testify its love. And in return, I receive from the greater part only ingratitude by their irreverence and sacrilege, and by the coldness and contempt they have for me in this sacrament of love. Kind of strong words. But I think you get the point. Every day, we should thank the good Lord. As we're offering up our daily duties and the things we do, at the end of the day, let us examine ourselves. See how well we have performed. If we made any errors, mistakes, sins, or anything, we make a sincere act of contrition and remind the good Lord, if serious, I'll take care of it at the first opportunity I can. Then get ready for the next day's trials. Our Lord is always going to send us something in life. Sometimes we'll have to put up with this for a long time. But our Lord does nothing by chance. There's always a reason why we have to suffer this or put up with this or whatever. There's a reason for it. Remember, he has suffered so much for us. And when we compare his sufferings to our little itty-bitty things, what right do we have to even complain? So what if today's not going good? So what if this guy's always yelling at me and giving me a bad time? So what if I can't get along with this person or that person or whatever? So what? Is it really worth the while of putting all your attention on that rather than thinking that maybe the Lord just wants you to be humble and be silent? There's always a reason for everything. This morning, of course, Father's under the weather. Might have a little bit of a flu or something. But we're getting to that point here too, you know. He's sick or not. We just don't know exactly when and where the good Lord's going to send his gifts. Signal, I won't say privilege, but a signal grace to each individual. He wants us to suffer the things in life because he needs this. He wants us to have a cheerful heart, to be willing to suffer for him like victim souls do. That no matter what God sends them, they offer it back up to him. He takes their sufferings and gives it to others who need it more. Let us always show our love for the good Lord. Let us try to live in that love. We only have one shot at this, our eternal salvation. We have to take it serious. Can't be like the world who's just running around doing whatever they feel like and whatever prompts them to do the things they're doing. We got to take it seriously. Every day, every day, every day, every day, nonstop. He who does my Father's will, he's the one who entered the kingdom of heaven. Let's keep that in mind every day as we go about doing our daily duties and saying our prayers and asking the good Lord always for the grace of perseverance. That we will persevere until the end. We will not give up or give in to anything. That we always depend and use our Lord like a crutch. Put all our dependence on him. Nothing on ourselves. God loves you. He's done his work to prove this love for you. And now all he wants is you to return that love back to him each and every day by doing his will to the best of your ability. God bless you, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.